October 17th, J.D. Gibbs.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
J.D. Gibbs was the oldest son of a famous man, Joe Gibbs, longtime coach of the NFL's Washington Redskins. J.D. laughed about the fact that as he was growing up, he rarely saw his dad unless it was on a football field or a racetrack. But as soon as the first grandchild came along, like magic, Dad was finding reasons to visit every day. And when Joe left football, he and J.D. founded the Joe Gibbs NASCAR racing team, and J.D. became the president. They started with 17 employees and one race car. As of 2019, there were 500 employees. Employees still talk about J.D.'s consistent positive attitude.
Honor others above yourself and watch the adventure unfold. At the College of William and Mary, J.D. Gibbs, a popular and successful man, believed that God was real, the Bible was true, and Jesus' life and resurrection made J.D.'s life worth living. In the dorm, there certainly wasn't a shortage of tempers and testosterone. That environment can get annoying pretty quick. But most of the guys got along, laughed, and hung out often. Although one guy on his floor could get loud and obnoxious. He didn't mean to, but his mere presence just got on everyone's nerves. Some of the guys on the floor ignored this one particular loud guy who stood out. The guy was just annoying. But he had one thing in common with J.D. He loved the Washington Redskins fanatically. One day, J.D.'s dad, Joe Gibbs, the head coach of the Washington Redskins, came to the dorm to take his son out for lunch. Joe told J.D. he could ask a friend to come to lunch with him if he wanted. Most young men would naturally think of their best buddy to invite. Others might think of a girl they wanted to impress, but not J.D. He made his decision quickly. After more conversation in his dorm room, J.D. and Joe strolled out into the dorm hall to make their way down to the parking lot. The annoying guy was standing in the hall talking to his RA with his back to J.D. and Joe. J.D. tapped him on the shoulder. When the young man turned around, he stood face to face with his hero, Coach Joe Gibbs, owner of 3 Super Bowl victory rings, including the last Super Bowl in which the Redskins had just beat the Buffalo Bills 37-24. J.D. asked, "Do you want to have lunch with me and my dad?" For a minute, the young man didn't even speak, but the excitement on his face said 150% yes. He finally whispered right out loud, "Yes." And after a few seconds of silence, the young man began to pelt Joe Sr. with questions and loud praise. J.D. chose to show this college dorm mate kindness without hidden motives. He wasn't trying to impress anyone. He wouldn't even earn any status points for taking him to lunch. J.D. just knew that this lunch would make this guy extremely happy. And after that lunch, the two became friends. Even though J.D. Gibbs died at an early age of 49, his short life displayed consistent love for God and others. He put others above himself, no matter if he had enjoyed their company or not. Romans 12:10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." Need some adventure in your life? Honor others above yourselves and watch the adventure unfold.
Hello, friends. My name is Blake Maddox. I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. Welcome to today's story and now today's challenge. So I listened to this story, J.D. Gibbs. The first thing that impressed me and the first thing that I thought about was he didn't use the family that he grew up in, his famous father, as a platform to push himself forward. As a matter of fact, he used it very humbly. The story tells us that there was a man that he happened to go to school with that was certainly less than a friend to J.D., but J.D. knew that this man really respected and admired J.D.'s father, Joe. And J.D. took it upon himself to think about giving this person an opportunity to meet his famous father. He even went as far as to invite him to lunch. It changed the man's outlook, certainly, and was certainly impressive for him to be able to do that, to sit down with a famous man. But more importantly than that is the posture that JD took. You know, he could have ignored this man. He could have done everything possible to stay away. But yet, instead, he looked at this man's needs and what was important to this man, and he went out of his way to minister to him. My challenge from this story was, do I do that? Am I willing to go out of my way to be there for people that maybe, quite frankly, annoy me? And JD did that. It's not unlike Jesus, who the Bible says came to serve and not be served and give his life a ransom for many. This story about JD is a great testimony of what it means to serve and to be there for other people. So my challenge to you is the same challenge that I took up listening to this. Am I willing to go out of my way for people that maybe it wouldn't be easy to do that for, but yet God could somehow use the testimony of my reaching out to be a blessing to them? I pray this challenge was encouraging to you and convicting as it was to me. God bless you. Have a great day.